Hi, my name is Bob Wells, and welcome to the Get Real Show, the show that strips away the myth and the mystery behind success in the real estate industry. Today is going to be a very special episode. There were some requests for me to explain my background in real estate and my thoughts on leadership, and we agreed to do that, so I have a special guest host today. Our host is John Clyde. He's the area director of the Greater Pennsylvania Region for Keller Williams Real Estate, a mega agent in his own right and a very colorful history. John, I am very excited to have you as our guest host today.
Thanks. Appreciate you having me here.
Thanks for being here. I know you're a really busy guy.
Yeah, I'm excited to interview you.
Oh, great.
This is fun.
Yeah, this should be fun.
Awesome.
And hopefully we'll bring some value to our audience too.
Yeah, great. Ready to get started?
I am.
So tell us about yourself.
Okay. My background is not far from here. I was born in the Wyoming Valley in Pennsylvania. I joined the military at an early age. When I was 19, I joined the Marine Corps, which was a great thing for me. A lot of discipline created a sense of purpose and mission for me, which I brought forward in life. I also worked and lived in Saudi Arabia for 5 years, where I met my wife, Usha Patel, as an advisor to the Army Corps of Engineers there.
Wow.
Did a little bit of network marketing when I came back to the United States in 91 to 95. Didn't go where I wanted it to go, but I learned an enormous amount about rejection and about presentation and about business that I brought forward to my world today in real estate.
Wow. So prior to real estate, what were you doing actually? You know, after the Corps and everything?
Yeah, immediately after the Corps. In Saudi Arabia, I was a course developer and a trainer in the field of metrology. And in addition to that, I owned a scuba diving business, which I think was really helpful for me because it was my first ability to really work in a service-oriented business where I got to work with people from all over the world and create rapport with a number of different types of people. And after that, I came back to the United States in 1991. Network marketing was something I'd never heard of, and I think, wow, this is an interesting concept, the concept of leverage, about being able to leverage yourself through others. And I started to do a lot of presentation to people in New York City on Madison Avenue. I was out there every single day, and if you ever want to learn about rejection, walk the streets of New York City and work in the network marketing world. But boy, did I learn a lot from that.
You know, awesome.
I learned a lot from that, and it serves me every day.
So let's get into the real estate part of it. So give us your background in real estate.
Yeah. I became involved in real estate in 1995. My sister had a small real estate company. She was the owner operator of that company, had about 10 agents. Mm-hmm. She was a really good salesperson. And I think that was a really big advantage for me because she was the person that I looked at to say, okay, what is she doing? And what do I need to do to be successful in sales? So I looked at her and used her as that model, did exactly what she did, and saw, I think, success that I would not have normally seen. A year after that, however, her name is Jane Wells Cooley. We both moved to RE/MAX, and we were there for 8 years. I had a great time there, made a lot of money there. I was building a team, so I sold about 60 houses a year.
Wow, that's great.
My wife was part of that team. And we were continuing to grow. We were very growth focused, and that was kind of my introduction to real estate right up until about 2004, 2003.
Okay, so you had real estate, and then where did it take you from there? So you were at, you said RE/MAX.
Yeah.
And then what?
You know, I was at a training. I've had a coach in real estate since day one, since 1995. I was coached with the Joe Stumpf organization.
Okay.
And I was at a training down in Virginia, and I had some lunch with agents that were from a company called Keller Williams that I'd never heard of, never. And I was curious because over lunch, these people were talking about building businesses, building teams. Mm-hmm. They all happened to be formerly with the company that I was with currently.
Okay.
So they all used to be with the Red, White, and Blue company, and they were now with another company I'd never heard of, doing more business than me, better lifestyles than me. They had teams that were functional, which is exactly what I was thinking about at that time. And I said, I'm missing something. You know, there's something I haven't seen, and all of these people lived literally an hour from where I worked. So that was my introduction to Keller Williams. It was really focused around, how do I build a team? How do I go from selling a lot and working a lot to being able to create opportunity for other people and create opportunity for myself at the same time. And that was kind of my introduction to KW, strictly from, wow, how do I build a team?
Okay. So your past real estate experience, what do you think that did to help you come into Keller? Mm-hmm. And what did you come into Keller as when you came in? Was it a mega leadership? What did you do?
Well, my plan was to come in as a mega agent.
Okay, okay.
It was curious because I when we looked at Keller Williams, we didn't have one in the Lehigh Valley, which is where I lived at the time. So I had maybe 10 other people that were really curious about this company mm-hmm. by this point. We said, wow, unfortunately, we'd like to join it, but we don't have one to join. So my wife and I actually started to interview potential franchise owners so they would open a company so we could join it. I just wasn't in a position to do that myself. And we spoke to several different potential owners, and I eventually came across a guy named Mike Campo, who I just clicked with. You know, sometimes... Okay. I just clicked with him.
Okay.
And sometimes who you're in business with matters. As a matter of fact, all the time, who you're in business with matters, right? So I met Mike, and he was willing to go forward and open a company in the Lehigh Valley. And I think what I had done previously in real estate that helped me so much in my transition to KW was I had a buy referral only business.
Okay.
And I had also been very, very conscious of the fact that I wanted to have great relationships with co-op agents. So as I joined Keller Williams, I brought that mindset to Keller Williams saying, wow, I want to build a business based on relationships. And I want to do that in a way that I can create opportunity for other people, perhaps have some agents work in the buyer side of my business, hire someone that works on the listing side, so I could focus more on the lead generation aspects of my business and on building a large leveraged company within a company.
So what I hear you saying is what attracted you to Keller Williams was the leadership, and what else?
Originally, what attracted me to Keller Williams was the fact that they had models that I could follow.
Okay.
You know, I was in a company that didn't have those models, and I was being creative mm-hmm. In terms of trying to build a team, which was very expensive and very time consuming. And when I looked at Keller Williams, I said, "Wow, these people actually have a model to build something that I've just never been exposed to before." So it started as, "Wow, I think I'm going to build a team with a company like Keller Williams." But that's kind of not how it played out.
Okay.
As we started to open the company. We realized that Mike Campo would be the owner, but we needed someone local to run that company. So we were looking for a team leader. And at that point, I had no interest in that because basically the team leader is responsible for productivity, profitability, growth, and culture of the company. And I kind of related that to a broker of a traditional company. But my experience was, wow, brokers of traditional companies kind of butt heads a lot with their agents. It was like a win-lose relationships in many cases. And that's not the kind of relationship I wanted to have every day with the people I was in business with. After I looked at Keller Williams a little bit more closely, I realized it was more of a partnership between the agents and the owners. The profit-sharing system creates an environment where everybody wants to work together and toward the same common goal. And they started to ask me, the people around me, wow, maybe you could be that team leader. And as I looked at it more and more, John, I said, wow, it's not a whole lot different than building a mega real estate team.
Same concept.
You know, I felt I really had the background and the skill set to build a large real estate team. And I realized it was that same skill set and same background that would allow me to build a company, provided I had a track to run on and mentors to follow. So I agreed to do that. So my initial relationship with the company was as a team leader for the Allentown office when we launched that company in 2004. Wow.
So tell us about the Keystone Property Partners Group. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keystone Partners Group is a collection of companies. And when I joined, Keystone Partners Group didn't exist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mike Campo had two market centers. He had one in Bluebell and Montgomeryville, which were very successful, both home runs in terms of launches. But they were both 2-3 years old. He was considering opening another company in Brandywine Valley when I approached him about, being in partnership with us in Allentown. Mm-hmm. So at that time, it was just a collection of four market centers once we opened the two. And 2 years later, Allentown went from 10 agents to 140. We net 8 agents a month for
impressive.
A long time.
Okay.
Thank you. It was a coordinated effort between a lot of people, the ownership and the on-site leadership and the agents all worked together in a very passionate way to do something that was going to benefit all of us, which was a really exciting time. And in 2006, we started to add other companies. Mm-hmm. Northampton County was another market center that we were launching at that time. And media was another market center.
So when did you actually start the Keystone Partners? When was the actual launch of that?
You know, I think it was around 2008.
Okay.
And I might even be wrong on that year, 1 year either way. It might have even been 2007. But, you know, Mike realized that we needed some kind of centralized support structure for the market centers as we grew. He asked me to be his partner, and I went on as his partner in 2006.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And was that role more entrepreneurial or a salary? What kind of role were you playing? And I guess they call it KPG?
Yeah, and okay. Keystone Partners, yes. KPG. It okay. sounds a little sinister,
we
like it.
Yeah, we can
sure,
use that.
KPG yes. works. My original role as team leader was very much an entrepreneurial role.
Okay.
You know, I think when we look at a broker manager of a traditional company, that really is more of an employment situation where they see a salary. But I'd never really had a real job. So that kind of relationship didn't excite me. Yeah. What did excite me was the potential to build something great and to create financial independence for other people and myself at the same time, which meant ownership at some level.
Yeah.
So I remember asking Mike Campo, he asked me, would you rather have a large salary and big bonuses or big bonuses and a small salary? I said, well, which one am I going to make more money, first of all?
Yep, yep.
And which is the bigger opportunity long term? These are clearly bigger bonuses, smaller salary. So I was all in. And I think I was really clear at that time, too. I said, Mike, you know, this is something that I want to do on a long-term basis. This might be the last thing I ever do. And yeah. I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to grow and have ownership and create financial independence for myself. And we kind of moved forward in our relationship on a handshake with that understanding. It has turned out exceptionally well in ways that I never thought possible.
So that's where the excitement came in, of the more of an opportunity-based relationship than just like an employer to employee.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. I'm hearing you say that.
Yeah, I was very confident that I could do the job at an exceptionally high level. And I basically said to Mike, I said, you know, if I do this job at a really high level, you know, is that opportunity there?
Yeah.
You know, is there a possibility for me to be more of a partner than an employee? And that's what I was really looking for. And these are absolutely. So we've been partners and friends ever since then. And I've worked as a team leader in multiple roles, in several launches, several relaunches, several acquisitions. So I've had an opportunity to work both as a team leader and as a general manager overseeing all those companies for the past 12 years.
So talk about the transition from agent to team leader. Real estate sales.
Real estate sales to team leader.
Yeah.
You know, my thought from the first moment of considering the team leader role was, wow, this is a big responsibility and it's a big mission. And I didn't believe that I could have my focus in two different directions. So I decided to no longer sell real estate at that point. And we were selling, closing 50 to 60 transactions a year at that time, which is
a nice amount.
Reasonable. Mm-hmm. So my wife was at that time more of an administrator and kind of a buyer specialist. And she agreed to take our entire business on and to take control of that from the CEO perspective.
Okay.
And I decided to go full tilt into team leadership, which was a very good decision. You know, I went to team meetings with her team every Friday morning to kind of add value in that way and in a very small way.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a clean break for me, and it was the right decision looking back. I remember the salary of the role when I started was $40,000 a year plus bonuses. And I think I made $130,000 the first year.
Yeah.
And I think that was because of a total focus on what I really felt I needed to do to get the
purposeful?
Yeah, oh, very,
very
much
purposeful.
So. Yeah, you know, all in. Okay. All in.
So tell me about transitioning from team leader to operating partner. Was that ever a transition in your world there?
Yeah, I've made that transition several times in both directions.
Okay, you know? And how was that?
You know, I feel blessed that we had the market that we had back in 2008, 9, 10, and 11, because that market allowed me to get out of my box and become a much better version of myself. Mm-hmm. you know, I was a team leader in Allentown and then again in Northampton County. And then I became involved more on a group level of consulting, training, keeping, hiring team leaders for mm-hmm. all of our companies. But then when the market shifted, that required me to go back into the team leadership role because, you know, there's an old saying, you can't tell who's naked till the tide goes out. Right?
So true.
And when the tide went out and we had the financial crisis, you know, a lot of us realized that we, particularly me, realized we weren't the people we needed to be to deliver on the promises that we made to so many people. So it required me to not only go back into the team leader role, but also to become a better version of myself in a very purposeful way. So that meant treating training like it was serious now. You know, maybe it was entertainment before.
Yeah, I love
but,
that.
But,
yeah.
but now it was really serious.
This is
it
serious.
Was something in order for us to thrive and deliver on those promises, we have to get really good at what we do, and both personally and professionally. So that learning curve was really important to me. And of course, you swim against the current long enough, you get really strong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And eventually that current shifts.
Oh,
and now
absolutely.
You're swimming with that current and you're strong and you have the wind at your back and the current behind you. And that's when you really see results very quickly. And sometimes I say that's kind of success that's gradual then sudden. Right?
Yeah. So seeing your development from mega agent to joining KPG or being part of the creation of it.
Yeah.
What do other people out there that potentially want opportunities in KPG, how's that look like for them?
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities for KPG team leaders yeah. throughout the organization, within or externally, how's that look?
Yeah, well, I think everyone in real estate has a certain set of skills mm-hmm. and a certain background and a certain behavioral profile that may lend them to leadership opportunities. And we have two opportunities that we look at all the time in terms of leadership, and that's productivity coaches, which are the people that coach and consult the majority of our agents, and
okay.
the team leaders that actually are responsible for the growth of the company. So each one of those opportunities both have a specific behavioral profile that is very conducive to it. You know,
okay.
if there's a certain combination of assertiveness and sociability and calmness, or lack thereof, and structure.
Mm-hmm.
If that all is in a certain combination for an individual, it will mean that they're probably a little bit more likely to lead a company in Keystone Partners Group without a lot of stress. So what my role is from time to time is to find people that have those behavioral profile traits and that experience and those skill sets and match them to a role that
awesome.
I know is going to be really exciting for them, that 5 years from now, they're going to say, wow, I'm so glad I took that role.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also from the perspective of Keystone Partners Group, we're saying, wow, we're so glad they took that role too, because
yeah.
they've been able to do amazing things, add value to a lot of people, probably succeed in ways that they've always wanted to in terms of their own personal wealth and lifestyle. And they've created opportunity for us too.
So what do you think the difference is between joining another organization or KPG for an individual out there?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the differences for them joining
yeah.
your organization?
From a leadership perspective.
Mm-hmm. Management, leadership.
Yeah. I think from a leadership perspective, there's a very big difference, in my opinion, between management and leadership.
Okay.
Management, for me, means maintaining the status quo. Leadership is taking something that doesn't exist and bringing it into existence. You know, taking a dream, taking a vision, and making it real. And certainly for team leader talent, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for leaders. We're looking for people that say, wow, I can make that work. Mm-hmm. You know, I can take something that doesn't exist and create something amazing. Or I could take something that's struggling and make it amazing versus just the status quo. And I think historically, the majority of opportunities in real estate in quote unquote broker management positions are more employment based.
Yeah.
You know, people have an opportunity to take a company that's already successful and run it and manage it, and they're on a salary and they don't really ever see an opportunity to become owners, to become partners, to become financially independent, to take that to a whole new level. And I think that's certainly something that we not only do, but we do very passionately. That's the reason we exist, is to create opportunity for people and create a positive and lasting change
yeah.
in people.
So what I hear you saying is you look for talent.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. I mean, KPG's looking for talent.
Yeah, we look for people that have already done it, for the most part. You know, who's been successful somewhere in their life where they've taken something that didn't exist and made it great, or just taken something that was really struggling and made it work. Maybe in real estate, maybe it was their own real estate team. Started a team from scratch and built it to 15 or 20 million, and they've hired people and built things and made it a passion of theirs. Maybe it's completely outside of that. Maybe it's somebody who built a scuba diving business in Saudi Arabia and made it into a big successful deal. And because there's parallels there. You know, if you could do it in one area, you could probably do it in another.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Mike Campo.
Yeah.
Right? And what's his involvement in the organization?
Yeah. Mike Campo is our operating principal.
Okay.
Basically our franchise owner. In a perfect world, what I would like Mike to do is to continue to launch new and exciting things, new businesses, new opportunities. He does that exceptionally well. He's got a mind that is perfectly suited to that. He has an enormous confidence in his ability to make things work. And that's where most of us as partners would like to see him stay. An operating principal, I guess, in Keller Williams is responsible for three things. They're responsible for financial stability, for having the resources behind the company, and also for accountability and holding the team leaders accountable for their job performance. And that's what he does, and we try to leverage that a little bit for him to keep him in what he does best.
Awesome. So for team leaders out there that are looking for opportunities like you, what are you actually, what qualities are you looking for inside of these folks? Like what are you looking for as a KPG leader for those folks? What are you looking for?
And we look for a lot of passion.
Okay.
You know, people that have passion for what they do. I'm certainly looking for people that are growth focused. I commonly say that I don't think I've ever hired anyone into the team leader role that is everything they need to be to do that role at 100%. I think there's always a growth curve there that we can get better and better and better at what we do. So I'm looking for people that say, wow, I really want to be the best possible version of myself professionally and personally. Because, you know, I think that your business grows to the extent that you do, John.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
I agree.
You know, and I think it's important that leadership are willing to become better versions of themselves personally in their relationships, in their physical health, in their emotions, and how they celebrate on their time that they spend with their family and their personal finances. All that's very important in order to have a business that really, really works effectively. So I'm looking for somebody who's wants to be the best version of themselves, is very passionate about success, who's a very accountable person.
Yeah.
Somebody who said, "Hey, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to do it, and I don't mind if you help me to stay on track."
Wow. Okay.
And that's what kind of probably those are the things that I look for in.
So personally and professionally, what has it done for you, that role of being when you were the team leader?
Yeah. Well,
what did it do for you?
It opened my box. It really did. It opened my eyes to the fact that I was the fraction of the person that I could be, and I remember a saying that I kind of adopted it, is my biggest fear now is to meet the person I could have been. And I think this opportunity opened my eyes to that, to the fact that, wow, I could be so much better in terms of a person. And I think it really has shaped me. I was, when I first took the role, I think I was 200 pounds plus. I was really out of shape. I was working way too hard. And my health was suffering for it, and I was frustrated, you know. And when you get frustrated, your mindset starts to become less than it could be. So my health got better, my relationships got better as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
I started to look at the meaning of everything that happened in my life, and change that meaning to meanings that suited me. I think that we went from a very difficult place financially to a place now where, you know, we really don't have to worry about that anymore. And certainly our time is certainly something that we now have complete control over.
Awesome.
You know, this year we'll likely, you know, take maybe 8 to 12 weeks around the world doing some really cool
that
stuff.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I don't think I could have done that in previous opportunities. It took a while to create a leverage situation where I could do that. But I think that's an opportunity anybody could have in company ownership. You know, you're certainly going to be out of balance for a little while.
Yeah,
when you
absolutely.
Build it, you make it work, and you set a foundation for success. And then, you know, you adopt delayed gratification as your mantra and say, you know, I'm willing to do today what others won't, so I could do tomorrow what others can't. And certainly our vehicle will allow a really talented team leader to do that over a period of time to really get control and create a life worth living for themselves.
So from listening to you, the evolution of this role, what it's done for you, talk about that in financial wealth, net worth, passive mm-hmm. income stream. How has it done for you and your family?
Yeah, you know, when we first looked at Keller Williams, we were all about active income. We were focused on mm-hmm. selling more, closing more, making more. We didn't really think about keeping more. You know, it's interesting because yes. we didn't have mm-hmm. a whole lot of wealth. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure we had any wealth to speak of. I spent more effectively than I earned. And as we started to become involved in Keller Williams, I started to realize that passive income was an exceptionally important part of wealth building. As a matter of fact, it's the only way that you could build wealth.
Sure is.
So my shift in terms of mindset went from, wow, I want to earn a lot of money through what I do, to I want to earn a lot of money through what I don't do, or from what I've done before.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the opportunities that presented themselves as part of my association with Keller Williams have just continued to grow. I remember that when we first opened the Allentown company as one of the founders, I had an opportunity to buy 3% of the company, which is the first time that I actually had a small part of ownership of a company.
Felt pretty good?
Yeah, it really
I
did.
I think so, yeah.
You know, and at that point, it wasn't diamonds and pearls, but it was, hey, wow.
It meant something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple grand a year mm-hmm. just based on the fact that I had ownership of something concrete. And we started to create other opportunities. We bought a building to put our real estate company in. Mm-hmm. And we opened that up to investment by all of our agents. So a lot of our top agents and the owners went together in purchasing the building. We put our company in the building. We're paying off the building with the rent paid by the company. And eventually, as agents and owners, we'll split that several million dollars. And that's an opportunity that I don't think most agents see mm-hmm. in traditional real estate companies. We have our own title company, which agents can be owners of the title company, which is kind of another form of passive income.
All different.
Yeah,
streams of income.
Yeah, we bought several other commercial properties again that we kind of went into business with our agents. Over the years, I've had an opportunity to have ownership in 8 of the 9 Keystone Partners Group companies, and I also have had an opportunity to profit share. So, team leaders and leadership in our organization have the opportunity to profit share half of the profits of Keller Williams go back to the agents who help us grow. Okay. So they profit share on that side. They also have an opportunity to own on the company side. So these things start to add together. And my wife and I went from zero sources of passive income when we started in 2004 to 24 different streams now. And you know,
exciting.
Yeah, and you know, we do what we want to do. And we do what we do now because we're passionate about it, not because we have to do it.
Yeah,
and I think that's
a great thing.
It is a great thing. Yeah. It truly is.
So we talked a lot of positive things. What challenges in that team leader role are there?
Yeah, I think that the biggest challenge that I had personally was the shift in the market.
Okay.
You know, just thinking I was a lot better than I really was. And realizing one day that, wow, the tide just went out. I'm not as good as I thought I was. And that was a real difficult time. It was a real difficult time for my mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, I questioned my own identity for a while there. And wow, this is a lot harder than I expected it to be. We acquired that company and we thought it would take 6 months to turn it around and make huge differences in it. It took 2 years. And now, of course, that same company that was literally probably on the verge of closing back when the market was really, really tough is now the number one company in its market by far. In terms of agent count, volume, units, you name it.
Oh, wow.
So, but that was the toughest thing for me. But I think, you know, the team leader role is an exceptionally rewarding role, provided that you're the type of person that matches it. You know, if you like to talk to people, if you like to build things, if you like to coach and consult people and help people grow, if you're excited about challenge, you know, about wow, okay, I've got a big challenge ahead of me. Does that excite you? And if you're the kind of person that it does, and that you've got that combination of assertiveness mm-hmm. and sociability and desire to succeed, it's an incredibly rewarding role.
So from those challenges, what did you actually learn from those challenges when you were in that role?
Never stop growing.
Okay.
Never stop growing. Never.
Meaning?
Yeah, I just constantly become the best possible version of myself.
Training?
All the time.
Or what purpose?
All the time.
Reading? Yeah. Which way are you meaning?
I've always had a coach before coming to Keller Williams, and I've okay. always had a coach since being in Keller Williams.
Okay.
Some of my coaches have been MAPS coaches that have let me stay very focused on my business and growing my companies.
Okay.
I'm certain we could not have succeeded without them.
So coaching is very important.
Very, very okay. important. You know, you look at a top sports mm-hmm. star anywhere, any sports team, do they have a coach? Of course.
Yeah.
Right? They don't succeed without it. And yeah. and I think that's true with the most successful agents in our industry. I think it's true with the most successful leadership in our industry. And I think that personal development has been really important to me. I'm a senior leader with the Tony Robbins organization, which helps me on kind of the personal development side for the people in my organization. I think that brings a lot of value. I've done things like Landmark Forum and those kind of series okay. programs. I've read maybe 100 books on leadership, management, development, personal development, finance, you name it.
Awesome.
My wife makes sure that we watch every video ever made on leadership or coaching. You know, and that's
woman.
You know what goes in your mind is super important to the result that you achieve.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's talk about KPG. What's the structure look like now? What's KPG look like? And what's the makeup of KPG?
Yeah. Keystone Partners Group, from a partner's standpoint, there are six of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Campo is the operating principal and the president. Tony Caracazza is the an operating partner. Tony does a lot of work with joint venture partnerships and negotiations on things that apply to all of our market centers.
Okay.
He used to own five real estate companies in the city in Philadelphia.
Wow,
and sold those mm-hmm. and joined us in 2009, I believe. Usha Patel is my wife. She's the director of productivity coaching. She's okay. responsible for all of the coaches. We have one in each one of our offices, mm-hmm. and she coaches the coaches. Karen Shive is our director of finance.
Okay.
She was once mm-hmm. a market center administrator in our first office in Bluebell. She oversees all the finances for all offices. Sean Morrow is another one of our operating partners. He is a team leader's team leader. He spends most of his time hiring, training, consulting team leaders. He does some relaunches, things like that. An extraordinarily talented guy, joined us in 2009. And I think I covered all the bases there. I think that was six.
So,
but the six of us all yeah. have our little world. We all have a certain skill set
okay.
that's specific to what we do well. And we focus on what we do, and we let the other things to the other partners that do what they do well. And then we meet once a week and we say, okay.
In person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, what's our goal? What's our actual? What's the gap? And what do each of us need to do in the next 7 days to get that scoreboard to look the way we want it to look?
Okay. Awesome.
And we all do that. Now, in terms of companies, we have 14 locations.
That was my next question. Yeah. Size and scope. What's it look like?
Yeah. yeah. 14 locations. Yep. Mm-hmm. 9 market centers, 5 business centers. Stretching from Brandywine Valley to the southwest of Philadelphia to up in the Wyoming Valley and Clark Summit, which would be our northernmost. And of course, across the Weehaw Valley also.
Okay.
We have about 1,300 agents, okay. about 40 to 45 employees. And we sold last year in gross sales volume, I think we closed $2 billion in gross sales volume.
Okay.
And we profit shared back with our agents who helped us grow. We profit shared $2 million. In 2016,
awesome.
Which we were really excited about. It was one of our wildly important goals to hit that 2
that
million
is
mark.
Because it's about the agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're excited to continue to expand that goal and create opportunity for people, create wealth for people in our organization.
So what values kind of make your make the leadership decisions? What spurs you guys to make decisions in terms of value and culture mm-hmm. as an organization?
Yeah. Partnership is a big value mm-hmm. for us. We do everything as a partnership. I don't think we've ever launched a company or kind of moved forward with any venture without, you know, involving each other and our agents in that venture in some way.
Okay.
So we think of partnership at the very core of who we are at Keystone Partners Group because it's important to us. Also, I think that contribution is really important to us. You know, we make sure that we're contributing to our local community. We contribute to our agents. We contribute to our staff. We're looking for ways to do things for other people. I think once you get outside yourself, mm-hmm. it's a much happier life.
Absolutely.
And I think another, certainly, and I probably can't say it enough, is growth. That value is super important. Anyone on our leadership team, that's probably first and foremost, that be something that's ingrained awesome. In them.
And every leader feels that way, I'm assuming.
Yeah, our leaders literally walk on fire.
Okay.
Literally. Right? Yeah. You know, we've always challenged the people on our leadership team to grow personally, which means that at one point or another, they're usually walking across 25 feet of red hot coals with bare feet, just to prove to themselves psychologically that, wow, I can do things I never thought I could do before. What else can I do that I think is impossible, that if I just tried it, not only could I succeed with it, but it leads to a whole nother life. And that's important.
So let's talk about KPG's mission. What is the mission of KPG?
Our mission is to create positive and lasting change. Positive and lasting change in our associates and our leadership. Sounds easy, does hard.
Okay.
You know, I think all of us are where we are based on the decisions that we've made up to now in our life. And there are limiting beliefs between where we are and where we'd like to be. And as a leader, my role is to find out what those limiting beliefs are in the people that I serve, help them remove those limiting beliefs and move forward to create that better version so that I create a positive and lasting change in them and create a framework for them to go through, work through them to go into their market centers and create that positive and lasting change in their associates in the market center. So that starts with Mike Campo. It drives through all the partners, to all the team leaders, MCAs, and pro coaches in our market centers, right down to the agent base. Hopefully, through mega agents to the people on their team.
Yeah, and let's talk about the vision. How about the vision of KPG?
Our vision is to be the multi-office group of choice for world-class leadership that says, wow, I want a transformational opportunity. You know, I want
like
an opportunity.
Like that word, transformational opportunity.
Yeah, I want an opportunity that can transform my life. Mm-hmm. And I know I have the talent to deliver. I want somebody who will give me a chance. You know, somebody who will put me in that role that I can do the job I know I can do to change my life for the better. So we want to be that company that people look to if they're great talent and want transformational opportunity. If we get to be known as that company, I think we've achieved what we want to achieve.
So we're sitting here 5 years from now. What's KPG look like?
Yeah. First of all, I think we need to make absolutely certain that the companies that we have are performing in the top 20% of the nation. You know, I'd like to see every Keystone Partners Group office growing dynamically, mm-hmm. producing dynamically, creating change in the people in the office.
You're meaning every office?
Every one of our offices. Every one of our nine offices. Okay. And we have nine in actually Pennsylvania, one in New Jersey.
Okay.
Every one of our offices is going to be a model for how Keller Williams' office should be run. And with that said, I think that would give us the right and the opportunity to expand beyond where we are today. Would I like to see 15 market centers in Keystone Partners Group? Sure, I'd love to see that. I think it's necessary for us to grow to that point in order to create opportunity for our top talent. You know, for our team leaders that are up and coming saying, wow, I'm performing at a really high level. You know, where's my next opportunity? That opportunity will come from expansion, not only through real estate companies, but through affiliated companies as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do that through, we just opened a property and casualty insurance company that serves all of the agents in all of our market centers. We've opened that up for ownership opportunity to our leadership and our agents as well. So we constantly look for new and exciting ways to create that growth and that expansion that puts the opportunity in people's paths.
So tell me what type of leader you're looking for and what kind of track record goes along with that for those individuals.
Yeah, I think we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I would have to say a track record of success in whatever they did, you know, of being able to overcome adversity, mm-hmm. being able to fall down and get up. You know, I'm less interested in someone who's been successful their whole life and far more interested in somebody who's failed forward a number of times and made it work and have recovered from
Absolutely.
That. Because that's character, you know, is being able to fall down and get back up. Yeah. So I look for that a lot.
So someone out there looking for an opportunity, how do they go about doing that if they want to have an opportunity with KPG? How do they go about doing that?
I think they need to be willing to take the first step, to communicate with us and say, wow, you know, I'm curious. You know, I don't know if a leadership role on a company level is right for me, but it might be. You know, I think I've got that kind of background that it could be a match. And of course, we would meet and we would talk about that, you know, and we don't know where that'll go. You know, we'll go through a process that determines whether a person is really the right match for a role that they would really love.
Okay.
And it's a process that takes a while. You know, I know that when I was first interviewed for my team leader role, I probably was in that process for several weeks, and I'd never been interviewed so thoroughly before. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that, because I realized that it wasn't about them needing someone to fill a role. It was about finding the right person that it would truly be a win-win. So that would be my answer to the question is step out and contact us. First of all, you could go through our website, which is www.keystonepartnersgroup.com. Certainly you'll have an opportunity to raise your hand through the website.
Okay.
People that are within our organization, we have a leadership expansion and advancement program that we have set up specifically to take people that are qualified and then develop those people to the point where they're ready, willing, and able to assume a role when one becomes available.
Oh, awesome.
For people outside our organization, we'll just go through a process of self-discovery on both sides if it would be a win-win to look at being in business together.
Okay, and was there a phone number as well?
There is. You can certainly call my cell number.
Okay.
It's 610-360-1766, 610-360-1766. Always excited to speak to
Great. Talent. And then what words would you like to end on to tell the audience kind of, you know, that we maybe didn't touch through some of these questions?
I would suggest to our listeners today and our viewers, you know, this opportunity changed my life in so many ways. Personally and professionally in ways that I never could have imagined. And I think it was because there were people that were around me that believed in me and gave me an opportunity to investigate an opportunity that I'd never considered before. So I would suggest that people that feel that this is something that may be a match for them to step up. You know, step up and investigate an opportunity that could really change their life forever. And I look forward to meeting those people.
Awesome. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today, John.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.